Do you feel like a fraud? Are you worried about your clients, your colleagues, or your boss finding out that you aren't actually as good at this as they think you are? So if the answer is yes, you might have imposter syndrome, which affects around 70% of people, in fact, at one point or another. Now, what exactly is imposter syndrome, and why does this phenomenon of self-doubt plague even the most successful people? In the first part of our series on imposter syndrome, we'll dive into what imposter syndrome is and examples of how it shows up for different people, how imposter syndrome can influence our perceptions of success, and the psychology behind imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome, also called imposter phenomenon, it describes when you're dealing with this pervasive self-doubt. You have a fear of being exposed as a fraud in your work, even despite there being objective evidence of your success. So basically, your perception of your own success doesn't align with everyone else's. You might be surprised to hear that a lot of extremely successful people are also dealing with this self-doubt. So here's a few examples. Two-time Academy Award-winning actor Tom Hanks. Maybe you heard of him. In an interview, he said, "No matter what we've done, there comes a point where you think, how did I get here? When are they going to discover that I am, in fact, a fraud and take everything away from me?" Also, you might have heard of the poet Maya Angelou. She said, "I have written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they're going to find out now. I've run a game on everybody, and they're going to find me out." I, too, have experienced imposter syndrome, especially when I first started becoming a meditation teacher, thinking, oh no, everyone's going to realize that I have my own personal problems, that I'm not a perfect human being. I'm not some wise, holy, sage individual. And suddenly they're going to find out that I'm a fraud. So the psychology behind imposter syndrome is pretty complex, but there's a ton of research currently being done to understand it better. What we do know so far is that these imposter feelings are super wrapped up in our perceptions of success, our own level of self-doubt, and our own personal histories in school and at the workplace. According to Martin Hecker, a professor at the University of Louisville, some of the biggest causes for imposter syndrome are this. Bum, bum, bum. Perfectionism. Sound familiar? Feeling like you need to be perfect all the time. If you do anything but be perfect, you might feel like a fraud. I know I've struggled with that. Also, something called superheroism. Yes, this is a term that psychologists use. It's a feeling that you need to push yourself to your limits at all times and be Superwoman, Wonder Woman, Superman, or else you aren't worthy. Also sound familiar? Also, fear of failure, as well as low self-esteem of your skills and your capabilities. So the way that imposter syndrome affects people is pretty varied. It can make some people work really hard to prove that they're worthy. And then it can make some people procrastinate and avoid doing important tasks because they're scared of failing and being exposed. Kind of like I was afraid to raise my hand in meetings. But ironically, it interferes with your ability to do a good job, which can lead to even deeper imposter feelings and this sort of feedback loop from hell goes on. That's what I like to call it. But the one effect that it almost always has is this persistent anxiety that's rooted in self-doubt and being found out. So here's the thing. If you have imposter syndrome, know that you are not alone. You're actually in really good company. Maybe all your coworkers have it too. And know that these feelings of self-doubt may not have any connection to your actual skills or how other people perceive your success. But I get it. It can take some time to work through this. And we're going to get into strategies for doing that in the next two parts of this series. So as a first step to overcoming imposter feelings, try sharing the doubts you're having with someone else, someone who you know is going to support you. Because talking to them about it might actually feel like a relief, finally, like a weight lifted off your chest, like you don't have to hide from this feeling any longer. And they might even help put the feelings into better perspective for you. I know this was super helpful for me.